Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Revival. We've been praying every single program. You've been with us for all these years now, 5 years, as a matter of fact. We've been talking about it and praying, God, send revival, send a third grade awakening. Well, today we're going to tell you all the things that are just taking place and a couple of fresh words that just came from the Lord about revival. 7 year revival. I mean, think about it, the nations. It's just going to be so encouraging. But first, God spoke specifically to Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas, when he was at Church of His Presence about a word about God's literally going to be taking America back, and he's going to start on the Gulf Coast, and God's going to begin the revival that's going to touch the nations on the Gulf Coast. As a matter of fact, let's go back and listen to what Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministry said when he was at Church of His Presence about revival taking place and the defense that God is setting up, a defense that God is setting up for our nation. It's so exciting because we're beginning to see that take place. As a matter of fact, take a look.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
I would say to you, this is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
This is so exciting to think what God is doing. And you think about the defenses that's being set up. You think about our borders are being safer now. I believe the illegal alien crossings coming over the southern borders dropped by 70 to 90% in the first 6 months of our current president, President Trump's administration. And they just commissioned, talking about the forces that God's setting up, commissioned the USS Gerald Ford, this most powerful aircraft carrier in the world. Our president just did it. President Trump just commissioned it. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Most of you who will man this ship today are just about 20 years old. Together, you are embarking on a truly great adventure. The journey will require all of your talents, all of your efforts, and all of your heart. To every patriot who will serve on this ship today and throughout history, I say this: keep the watch, protect her, defend her, and love her. Good luck and Godspeed. Thank you to the Ford family, and thank you to every sailor in the greatest Navy on earth. God bless you, God bless the Gerald R. Ford, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
This is so powerful. It's exactly what God was saying is going to take place. You think about the force of the funding that's coming for the military, the support that's coming for our law enforcement officers, the border patrol, everything that God said as he began to speak prophetically about part of reviving America is actually saving America and building up his defenses like Chuck Pierce prophesied at Church of His Presence. Well, think about this. This particular minister, he's an apostle, Apostle Isaiah Kaderes, in Nigeria, Africa. And he's just ministering. He has a network of churches, but God downloads and speaks to him prophetically about a revival that's coming to America, coming to the Gulf Coast. And exactly what the Lord was telling me and others when he came to the Gulf Coast. We got a chance to meet each other years ago, and it was like, bam, it was right on time. As a matter of fact, he had a chance to share that prophetic word that God gave him in the VFN TV studios. As a matter of fact, let's check it out. Now, this is Isaiah Kaderes, Apostle Isaiah Kaderes, about revival taking place on the Gulf Coast. Check it out. Welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me continually in this program and the previous program, if you missed it, is Apostle Isaiah Kaderes. You've got to be able to watch both programs. and connect with his ministry and what he's doing here in America. As a matter of fact, I want to hear about, you know, what's taking place in America. I know we first met, you know, I don't know how long ago it was.
Yes.
But it was like you heard the same thing. Yeah. And I talked to a lot of people, and they were like, what? They were like, had no idea what I was talking about. They thought I was, you know, out of it. And then you come from Nigeria and say the very same thing.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Revival is coming. Coming so fast. And we can feel the coolness of the presence of that revival is just at the doorstep right now. When the Lord asked me to go to United States back in 2010, mm-hmm. and when I got the visa to come for the first time in 2011, the first thing that God revealed to me was a revival that is coming to United States. Mm-hmm. And the specification of that revelation is so clear that this revival is going to begin from the Gulf Coast.
Gulf Coast of America.
And this Gulf Coast, what I saw was on the bay, on the top of the Mobile Bay, when I saw a mighty spinning wind that broke into four. And one went eastward, westward, north and south. And the wind was blowing and clearing everything along. And the Lord said, that is the wind of the revival that is coming. And that the revival is going to begin from this Gulf Coast, as you have seen, and is going to, you know, sweep through the land. And he said, I will turn the heart of my children back to me again. I will refine the bride. Mm. And then the trumpet will sound.
The trumpet. Whoa,
the trumpet will sound. Praise so
it's like an end-time harvest.
This is an end-time harvest.
Wow.
And the word of the Lord says that the latter rain is going to be greater than the former.
Correct.
According to the book of Joel chapter 2, mm-hmm. God spoke it clearly that the latter rain is going to be greater than the latter. And the latter glory is going to be greater than the former. So we can see that the move of God has already begun. Mm-hmm. The paradigm has shifted. We are in that very season. All the church needs to do is to position herself for this move of God. For the bridegroom is just at the door. And the bride is going to be cleaned up by the fire wind of that revival. Wow. It's going to be mighty. And it's so amazing that we are alive to be part of this thing. It's going to be awesome. This is a time, it's not like what you know before. It's not like what you've heard before or what you have read before. It's going to be so powerful that healings will just be literally everywhere. You know, Christians will be backed up with signs and wonders. Power will return back to the church. It's not all about denomination this time around. It's not all about a one-man show this time around. It's a wind that is going to blow over the church. It's a wind. It's an outdoor thing. It's not church in the house.
No building can contain
it. No building can hold this revival that is coming. Mm. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. Mm. And we're all going to be in the middle of this. So when God revealed that to me, I have to find my way back to Mobile. That was my first contact.
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama. And then I relocated to Fairhope.
Alabama,
Fairhope. Yeah, just to pitch by where I feel that God showed to me that this thing is going to break out.
So you actually developed a place to stay in Nigeria and in
America,
Fairhope, Alabama.
Because I don't want to be told. I want to witness that move of God. I don't want to be told.
Right.
I want to be part of the revival. God.
Right. Wow, it's exciting. If you missed that whole interview, you got to go back and watch that at VFNTV.com. We love Apostle Isaiah Kadir, and we're excited about him being a part, and God is just bringing the nations together. This is all about revival today. It's going to be so encouraging. You've been praying for a revival. Don't even know what revival is today. You want to stay in contact with this whole program.
Yes.
Because you'll be greatly encouraged. The Lord is speaking about it. We've been praying for quite some time, asking God for revival and third great awakening, and just it's been, you know, God is, we had the privilege of experiencing, and we'll talk about it, about the revival at Brownsville Assembly of God on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, and started Father's Day in 1995.
Yes.
And once you've been there, you know, I like what Richard Crisco, Richard Crisco was the associate pastor and youth pastor there at Brownsville Assembly of God, where the revival was at. And he said, you know, once you've been stretched, you can't go back.
No. And once you're born in the fire, you got to stay in the fire.
Yeah,
you know?
It's stretched out, and revival stretches you out.
So, oh, yes.
So, you know, we have so many prophetic visions and dreams, you know, that we're sharing. One was just shared with Chuck Pierce and what's taking place. And in a few moments, we'll be sharing one from Brother Kilpatrick about online and different things taking place. But tell us, you know, what did the Lord just tell you in a prophetic night vision?
Well, I had this night vision mm-hmm. where I was inside of this, what appeared to be a nice conference room, very large room with a bunch of people there. And at this conference room, I saw a large desk, very nice fine wood mm-hmm. desk, but across from the desk was this very distinguished man. Mm-hmm. And he had some sort of important position. But sitting directly across from him was Brother John Kilpatrick from Church of His Presence.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And right in front of Pastor Kilpatrick was this white sheet of paper mm-hmm. With a series of very nice pens.
Mm-hmm. And sort of like what the president sets up when they're going to sign an executive order or
correct,
something.
Like, correct.
Or a bill into law.
Correct.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a bunch of people here. We're all kind of witnessing this. Mm-hmm. And then in the background, there was this large executive a head table with mm-hmm. a gentleman sitting at mm-hmm. at this table, and he's speaking very calmly. But remember, he said distinctly, what you're about to witness is historic. It's the signing of a proclamation of a 7-year thorn and thistle revival.
So it's going to be revival with thorns and thistles.
Thorn and thistles.
So revival,
yeah.
But thorn and thistles. It sounds like
yeah.
it's going to be the best of times. And the worst of times.
Absolutely. In fact, another yeah. part of that was that there's going to be gatekeepers mm-hmm. going to try to hold you back from the move of God.
Well, it's kind of standard. And when yeah. you think about revival, you know, from our experience and what our studies of revival, but we actually were in the grounds
yeah.
of revival, is that people just think that, you know, when God shows up, Satan goes home. And what happens is there's a battle between light and dark. All of a sudden, you start seeing every person who's willing to be activated by darkness.
Everything manifests.
Everything. Everything. I'm not going to name names, but I remember one particular person that used to be so manly and so, you know, boots and all this kind of stuff. And as soon as he saw somebody, just literally just all kinds of things started happening. This one particular young man who was getting set free.
Yeah.
And he was in the foyer of Brownsville was taking place.
Oh, yeah.
This man, this masculine, he was like climbing up the wall with his boots. He's literally climbing up the wall trying to get out of there. And it's like, it's just so biblical. Like,
yeah.
you know, you see the things that you see in the book of Acts when people start getting set free from demonic strongholds, from
sickness. What's a spiritual confrontation?
It
I mean,
is.
People are getting saved. The presence of God is
right.
is manifest in such
right.
a powerful way.
Right.
If there's something in you, on you, around you, it's right. going to manifest.
And it's so awesome about, you know, that understanding that God's coming to set you free.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to go for it. You,
sure.
God, you just dive into the fire and say, Lord, I want revival. I picture revival. From my experience, is like literally a pillar of fire coming down
yeah.
from heaven and just hitting your chest and just like burning all the dross out.
Yeah,
you
good.
Know, just whatever God, let the fire of the Lord just kind of
yes,
just
let God do,
you know,
what he
do
wants
his
to do.
Work. And so revival, you know, we've been praying about it. God is saying it over and over again. It's coming. It's going to begin on the Gulf Coast, what God's talking about. What a revival that's going to touch the nations. But I want to encourage you, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, you know, when revival comes, difficulty comes too. You know, people think, well, if God's going to be showing up, then it's just going to be all peachy.
All peachy and
great.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's presence just, of the Lord all the time.
And what you want to do, you want to remember what it's like now. Remember yeah. what it's like now. So write, take notes. What's it like now? How do you feel now? How is the church now? How are things going
yeah.
now? Because the enemy will start telling you that it was better now than in revival, and it's not. There's nothing
yeah.
like revival. But just things begin to happen. And so when you hear thorns and thistles, I think about Matthew chapter 13, when Jesus is talking about the four different soils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's talking about men's hearts. But he gives this parable, and he says in this particular parable, because we're talking about thorns and thistles, he says, and he's talking about the Word of God, and he's talking about basically, you know, the Word of God being planted. And he says in verse 13, actually it's verse 13, chapter 13, verse 1 in the book of Matthew, Jesus says, That same day, the Word of God says, that same day Jesus went out to the houses and sat by the lake. Went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat on it, while all the people stood around him on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering seed, some fell on the path, and the birds came and they ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where there was not much soil, and it sprang up quickly. But because there was not much soil and it was shallow, when the sun came out, the plants got scorched because they didn't have any roots. It was going on. They had no roots. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, look at this right here. This is Matthew 13:7. And he says, and other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. That's what we're going to talk about, because, you know, thorns and thistles, their goal is to choke you out.
That's right.
Right? And so let's go a little bit further, because then he says, you know, other seed fell on thorns, which grew up and choked the plants out. We just went over that particular scripture. And still other seed fell on good soil, and it produced a crop of 160 and 30 times what was sown. And whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So you think about that. So there's like four soils. Mm-hmm. The first is the path. The second is the rock. And the third is the thorns and the thistles, which are... Oh, look at here. Jesus is explaining a little bit further. Go to verse 18. He says, listen then to the meaning of the parable. So let's find out what he's talking about. This is what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears about revival, anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. So, I mean, you got to really, it's not like, you know, some of the things that are being preached is like ridiculous. It's like, you got to want Jesus, and Jesus wants you, but you got to want him. It's not going to happen accidentally. Mm-hmm. You make a decision to follow Jesus. And then he said that, then some of it fell on the path. He said so if you don't get roots in your life and get locked in, and that's why it's important to do the groundwork now and become a disciple now. You know, if you haven't found out about Emmaus Road, you got to go vfndreamcenter.org or vinefellowshipnetwork.org and go to Hello Church and go to Emmaus Road. That's discipleship, and become Jesus' disciple. So you're ready for Jesus' move. It's this powerful thing. Then he says, the seed that fell on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word of God, and at once they receive it. So mm-hmm. This is somebody who heard it, John, and they received it. So it's not somebody who didn't receive it. This is somebody who actually received it. But since they had no roots, they lasted only a short time. Which means, by the way, he lasted,
right?
But only a short time. We're not going to go there. But he lasted. He received it. He lasted, but only a short time.
Short time.
He was, and then he wasn't, right?
That's right.
What is it?
That's right.
When trouble and persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So you have to be on something before you can fall off of something.
That's right. And persecution will come.
Yes.
That's the thing that people don't realize about revival. There's great things, and there's things that manifest at the same time. But you want to stay in the midst of revival and stay faithful to what God is doing in that hour. Don't get weird, because many people get weird. They're in a powerful move of God.
Yeah,
I mean, they just really do.
Right. Yeah, and the persecution comes because of the word. So when somebody says, well, quit talking about scriptures, like, no, I'm going to continue. I'm going to persecute you. Well, welcome to our journey here. And revival.
It's a you were called.
You're not going to have revival without the word of God going forth. I mean, you're going to find those two things happening at the same time. But the next one, as a matter of fact, you can take a look. This is Matthew 13:32. He said, the seed falling on the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word and make it unfruitful. Mm. So the cares of this life and our wrong perception of trouble and money that so many people, John, fall because, you know, when revival comes, people want to give, they want to be able to sow, and some people just get greedy, and they don't want, you know, all these kind of things happen, and they, you know, very few people survive revival. History, you know, terrible things end up happening. But you know, trouble or no trouble is going to come with trouble. And so you want to begin to get an understanding of that. You're going to have trouble. In this life, you're going to have trouble. You know, and get your perspective right on money. If you're not already honoring God with tithes and offerings, you know, do it now and get used to it.
Because you're not going
to
honor God with the revival.
Oh, no, it won't come. And that will pull you away, because the enemy will just work on you on that aspect, because you're constantly being convicted in your heart. You're wrong. It says, Matthew or Malachi chapter 3 says, you know, you're robbing for God. And you say, how are you robbing for God? He says, through tithes and offerings.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, do you want revival or do you want your $5? You know, honor God.
That's right.
With your first fruits and what is this, 10% off the top, just give it to him and get used to that, because where your treasure is where your heart is. You want to be a part of revival. And you don't want to be the thorns and thistles that are taken down because of those wrong perceptions. So, you know, it was shocking to me to see the ones who did fall away in revival.
This is so,
you know?
This is so important, because this is an aspect I believe a lot of people don't discuss when they're talking about revival.
Right.
You know, we hear about the salvations, we hear about souls, we hear about the presence of God, the signs and wonders and miracles. But this is important, yeah, because trouble comes. I mean, it's, yeah, just a part of it in revival. And those that are not following hard off the Lord and think it's just going to be a nice feeling,
right,
often get
well, the whole thing is, it's got two kingdoms. You got the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. So when somebody's being born again, the kingdom of darkness is losing that soul.
That's right.
And so they're fighting for that person to take them back. And so there is somebody's losing. If heaven's winning, hell's losing.
If the kingdom of heaven is expanding, then the kingdom of darkness is,
yeah,
decreasing.
And so the troubles will happen. It's like, you know, take revival with whatever happens. Just, yeah, go after God, the presence of God, the deep conviction of God. I know we're going to finish this up because we've got to go to a break right here. But he goes on the last part. He said, but the seed that fell on the, we'll go a little bit further than that. He said, but the seed that fell on good soil refers to someone who hears the word of God and understands. Hears and understands. This is the one who produces, think about that, produces a crop yielding 160 and 30 times what is sown. You know, God's called us to be fruitful. You know, that's what we always talk about. You need to abide with Jesus Christ. A lot of people want to abide with him. He says,
yeah,
apart from abiding in him, we can't be fruitful. We can't produce. And they just need a plan to do that. And we have a plan for you. You can start abiding now with Jesus, who's going to pour out revival on the Gulf Coast, by going to iabide.org and request your simple abiding plan. It'll be sent right to you. Revival, revival, revival. We're just so talking about this. We're excited about it. We just talked about, you know, revival comes with trouble, thorns and thistles, like the word God's using. But the third, we're talking about the third soil. And I think about this. We're talking about, you know, when a great thing happens, you know, with it, quite often persecution happens. People are adversarial towards it. I mean, look at every time that Paul walked into a city and revival began to break out, somebody else began to break out.
Hmm.
You know, crazy things. It's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect people are going to get free. But I think about this. 1 Corinthians 16:8-9, talking about persecution. Paul writes, he's writing to the people, I believe, in Ephesus, I think. He says, I'll stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost because a great door of effective work has opened to me. But there are many who oppose me.
Mm.
The King James says, there are many adversaries. So we had opportunity and adversaries.
That's right.
And I want to encourage you. So many people I saw, you know, miss revival when revival broke out at Brownsville Assembly. You know, I was there and you were there. But when it broke out, I saw people that walked with us at Brownsville and loved the Lord and labored. But they got so sensitive and they got so...
Don't get offended.
It's not in your head. God exists totally outside of our head. And when you see people getting saved and coming to God and getting set free and their life shifting, their family shifting, and God just blessing them, get excited about
that. Rejoice. That's,
yeah,
a good thing.
Get excited.
That's exciting.
Especially, you know, that specific thing that where God was telling you, 7 years.
7 years.
And 7 years will fly by.
Yeah.
And you want to make the most of every second of that. That's what's going to be happening. Well, you know, I remember the Lord spoke to me specifically in a dream, in this particular dream, speaking to Brother Kilpatrick, Brother John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. In this particular dream, he was a night vision. He was on a stage ministering like he does, but he came off the stage. And in that particular dream, he was he came and we began to walk together, and the nations were there.
Hmm.
There was nations everywhere, like literally kind of just set aside in different places. And I was introducing him. You know, this is this nation, this is this nation, this is this nation. And he was the one leading that revival.
Wow.
And I was looking over, as I looked over at the camera, they have cameras that you can sit on, you know, it has hydraulics, and basically the camera goes up and down, but you go up and down with it. Well, the man on this camera was somebody from South America, I believe, and people in South America would have been just all over this guy because they would want his autograph. It was very popular. But he was serving John. He was so,
that's beautiful.
So it's humble, you,
yeah,
know, just to do anything, like to
be a
doorkeeper.
Paul, yeah,
you know, David says, so I can be a door. I'll be satisfied with being a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. And then, of course, when revival happens, that's what people just go, I just want to be here.
Well, that's actually my testimony, yeah. You know. And I got saved at Brownsville Revival. That was a scripture the Lord gave me. I just wanted to be an usher. I said, Lord, if I could just open the door right. And people can be blessed, that's what, you know, that's what I want to do. I was right. An usher for a while.
Well, and so you're looking at that God's showing us, you know, what he's going to do. And these nations were all over the place. And it's like, if you've never been in the presence of God, it's so beautiful. His presence is just, there's like this holy hush. And everybody's quiet, but everybody's okay with it. And even though we're all from these different nations, everybody just loved each other.
Wow.
And it was just this holy glory of the Lord just everywhere. And then the Lord showed me another situation. In this particular night vision, he showed me that he's looking for people who have revival in their heart. And, he showed me this angel. This angel was going to different groups of believers. Everybody's a believer in this particular, the angel showing up. But there's certain people that understand revival requires work. This is a lot of hard work, but it's worth work.
Yeah.
It's worth the work. And so this angel, John, would come to this crowd of believers, you know, 10 or so believers, and then he would take one out of that particular group, and that person had revival, a hunger for revival. They were willing to do the work of revival. Mm. And then he picked another one, and another one, and another one, another one, another one. And all of a sudden, we were walking into where God was having revival, was breaking out, and we're literally walking through the doors as a team. All the seats were already filled with people who were about to get saved.
Wow.
And everybody was walking in, was about to take their places to be able to work in revival. Isn't that exciting?
That's very exciting.
Oh,
man.
My
that is
goodness.
So good. You know,
yeah.
Revival is such a precious thing. You know, when God's moving like that, I remember you just said that, you know, people want to serve. Get involved. Don't wait. Say, what can I do?
Right.
It's one of the greatest. And you don't know how long revivals are going to last.
Right.
You just know that it's God, it's special, and I want to do my part, whatever God you'd have me to do.
And that's one thing, you know, that we've been doing is positioning ourselves massive move of God that's going to be worldwide. You know, presently, right now, we're reaching, thanks to you, our partners and our sponsors, we're reaching over 196 countries and like 7 territories, which is every country on the face of the earth right now. And we're preparing ourselves, focusing on all 7 mountains of culture because we want to impact and shift a nation. You know, can a nation be one in a day, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you think about, you know, becoming his disciple, becoming a disciple. When you get saved, getting set up to be able to be part of a way to not only disciple, you get discipled, but to help other people disciple other people. It's like chain link discipleship.
Absolutely.
And we talk about that. We got that set up. It's called Emmaus Road. We're preparing because I remember in Brownsville, there were just people were coming from everywhere. You know, you and I served them in the lines. You know, they were out there all day long.
The product of birth is that people get hungry.
Yes.
You know, when you come into the kingdom, you have a relationship with Jesus. You want to devour the word of God. You want to grow in the things of the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, Emmaus Road is set up.
Yes.
It's ready.
Yeah. And it's not about just you, but it's like, how can you reproduce who you are in God?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people like to complicate it, but it's not really that complicated, but it is important because Jesus says, you know, you're really my disciples if you know my teachings and follow my teachings. And then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
And what he wants is he wants sons and daughters who are ones who, you know, we are a son and daughter of who we obey.
Mm.
And how, if I don't know what he wants from me, how do I know I'm obeying him or not? And he says, if you love me, obey me. And so it's an awesome thing to understand the teachings of the Lord. So you got to check out Emmaus Road. You can find out more details on your screen right here below us. But I think about this. I think about, you know, John, when you and I were serving the people from around the world, because they would come up and line up in the lines at Brownsville Revival. Early in the morning.
6, 7 a.m.
Yeah, and we would serve them, give them sunscreen and chairs and umbrellas and food and water.
And prayer.
Because it's in Florida.
Yeah.
And so, people from all over the world coming in didn't understand the Florida heat. People get, you know, overheated.
They were standing and sitting in line for 10 to 12 hours just to get into a seat, you know, in the sanctuary that service started about 7 o'clock.
Right. And so you're looking at, you know, if you stretch the line out, it would blocks and blocks of lines. But it literally was like maybe, you know, 10, 12 people thick, wide. And then it kind of went around and went down the block and come swung around. And,
With tents and chairs.
And we're, you know, we're talking people from, you know, Denmark and from Great Britain and from all over America and just everywhere. I can't even name all the places they're from. And I remember Paul going,
Promise keeper.
You know, from Denmark. Hey, Paul. And hopefully you'll be here for this one, too. Is that, you know, it's just was such an honor to see what God was doing and to be there with them all day long, because the services wouldn't last as long as the time that we had with them in the daytime.
This is true.
And as soon as those doors opened up, they just ran.
Yeah.
Because hunger was a key ingredient. Without hunger, revival's not going to happen.
This was really interesting. When I was ushering at the time, we were inside, and you can look down from the balcony. And in the early days, we would time with our watch to see how long it would take before every seat was, right. And to see people running and darting for a chair about, you know, a minute, and every seat was taken. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was, and it is amazing. And the fact is, we're going to go to break, and I want to talk to you in a moment about what the Lord spoke specifically to Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, about how God is going to use the internet and online to be able to reach a great harvest. And so we'll talking to you that after this break. But know this, that you just want to adjust your life to the Lord. And hunger, you know, this is the thing the Lord told us once. He says, you know, that as you're feeding yourself on the world, you'll never be hungry for the things of God. Mm. And one way to get hungry for God is stop filling your eyes with all the worldly things. Stop filling your flesh with all the worldly things, and just say, God, I want to hunger for you. I want hunger, because hunger is what God will respond to hunger every single time. When you see things not happening, you're seeing no hunger. People are just like, bless me if you can, you know, try to do something, you do a dance or whatever. It's like, but this is like, there was so much hunger. Didn't matter what age, what race, what socioeconomic background. You had CEOs with prostitutes running to the altar, getting saved.
They just wanted God. It's God.
Yeah. And Steve Hill, I mean, he would preach, you know, that.
He'd preach his heart out.
I mean, every single night you're thinking like, I think I need to get saved again. Yeah.
And it's right? God. It was powerful. The same message every single night. Yeah. You know, it was the same message.
Yeah, well, different. He used different
scripture. Right, but same meaning. Same meaning, Get right with Jesus. Yeah. You know, get right
white
with God.
White cane religion. You can think of some other ones.
Arrows of the Lord.
Arrows of the Lord. And, you know, traffic lights and all these things.
All these classic messages. But, you know, the presence of God and the conviction of the Holy Spirit was so powerful.
Right.
People would just want to get right with God. You never wanted to leave without being in the right place.
So I want to say this to you right now. We're about to go to break. If you're a pastor and you're just tired of being dry and preaching to dry folks who don't seem to be hungry, what you want is revival. Revival is not inviting some evangelist to come in and speak for a couple of days at your church. Those people turned it into.
Oh, yeah.
We got a revival Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
You can't schedule a revival.
You can't schedule. This is like the power of God, the presence of God, you know, the love of God, the fear of the Lord. I mean, everything's showing up in a powerful way. And then just the presence of God solves everything. I mean,
you know,
healings, signs, wonders, salvation. Jezebel deals with all that kind of stuff, as a matter of fact. Right, revival. I'm telling you, it is so exciting.
Yeah,
you know, we've been
is.
Praying about it, preparing for it. And I want to encourage you, prepare your church for it. If your pastor's not preparing people, you prepare people in your church.
Yeah.
Say, listen, we want revival. Begin to cry out for revival. Ask God to move in your fellowship. Ask Him to move in your family, in your home.
That's right.
What we found out, it was one thing that happened at Brownsville Assembly of God, where 3100 West DeSoto Street, Pensacola, Florida, where, you know, I was ministering there with Brother John Kilpatrick and part of the leadership. He brought us all in before revival hit, and he taught to us, you know, and he was very direct, you know, to the point. But he realized, he said, you know what, I've got to, you know, I got to make sure everybody's on the straight and narrow, you know, basically. I mean, he didn't say that, but he brought us all together. I'll never forget this, and we were all there as a leadership before revival. And he said, listen, if you're going to be in leadership, you need to be walking in obedience to the Lord, you know, and if you're not, you need to step down from leadership. And he says, and one particular thing that you need to be doing is if you're in leadership here, this fellowship, and there's probably about 100 of us in it, that you need to be tithing.
Oh.
You need to be honoring God with the tithes and offerings. Because I'm always not like, somebody's not doing that.
Yeah, me too, right? Yeah.
And so, but the statistics say by George Barna, only 3% are in the church at large.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he takes it. Listen, I don't check it, but the particular person who does that, which is R.L. Berry at that time, Mike Berry's dad.
Yeah.
And he said, but in 6 weeks or something like that, or 2 months, I'm going to have him check it.
Wow.
And if you're not, you can't be in leadership. Mm. It was real difficult for him. You know, it's so difficult to give those words, you know. And I always respect him for that. I respect him for just telling us like it
is. The way it is.
And so he delivered that to us, and he just kind of headed on out. And so everybody's pondering. And I'm shocked, like, Some of you guys are not talking. Right?
This is 101. Yeah, what's going on here?
Right. But notice, because that happened, because the leadership was right, because the leadership expected those who were under him in the Lord to be right, which was the ones that were over the rest of the church,
yeah.
That when we listened to him and did what he said, and he did the hard stuff by saying things like that, revival broke out, which means this. You can't have a board member in your fellowship that you're letting lead your fellowship, and you know they're in rebellion, they're in sin. You know, not that they sin. I'm talking about they're openly staying in sin.
In sin.
They're not, you know, you're asking everybody else in the fellowship to honor God with tithes and offerings, but the leadership's not honoring God with tithes and offerings. It's not going to happen there.
That's right.
The move of God's not going to happen because where your treasure is, that's where your heart
is. Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of reminds me when the pattern's right, the glory falls.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
How can God bless
Dick Rubin,
that?
Right?
Dick Rubin. How can God bless that? We just have to be prepared and be ready in our hearts and be pregnant with revival, you know? And repentance precedes the revival. We just look, we can look at Joel, you know? And before Joel chapter 2, you got Joel chapter 1. It's repentance involved.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but there's nothing like his presence and the glory of God. And we talked about it in a couple other programs. We'll make it related to this program on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com to see more other programs that we did on that, because there's nothing like the presence of God. And I even had a message I just shared recently on the glory of God. And there's just nothing. We're designed for his presence. You know, the Christ in you is the hope of glory. And so the glory of God. So Brother Kilpatrick goes away for a time of prayer at the end of the year, and he's right before that time's up, God speaks to him and starts speaking to him specifically about this revival that's coming, and that it's going to be coming over the internet. You know, how many people are online now? Maybe 2/3 of the world population. They're trying to get everybody online.
Almost everybody.
And it looks like it's going to be used for evil, but guess what? We're reaching the whole world
through it.
And we're on broadcast television, we're on cable, we're in applications, we're on YouTube, we're on streaming, we're everything you can think of.
You name it.
Facebook, Twitter.
Every possible way.
Please don't come up with another way to communicate.
Podcasts.
But listen to this. This is what the Lord told Brother Kilpatrick, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, about this very harvest. Take a look.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
Time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll send out workers. And I think about, you know, Bill Yont.
Yeah.
And the Lord spoke to him. We shared that online. We'll make it available to you too. But the Lord's going to send angels down to take over all these forms of communication, you know, television towers and the internet. The internet's going to be so drawn. You know, what happens is if a lot of people come on and ask for the same thing, the whole source of the internet kind of goes, ooh.
Yeah. Crashing websites,
yes,
everything.
Yeah. And so that's going to be taking place. People are going to be so hungry. You know, we're seeing a lot of hunger, you know, ourselves from BFN TV, what's happening around the world and people wanting to be a part of it.
Just a few miracles and go viral worldwide. Just a couple.
Yes.
Get ready, some exciting times.
And think about all the technology that's been invented since these words have come out, what the Lord was showing me. You're going to be walking by the cabbage aisle. Mm. You're going to be in the produce aisle, and somebody's going to be sick and they're going to have a hurt leg, and you're going to pray for them right there in the produce aisle, and God's going to heal them, and it's going to be covered on video, and it's going to go all around the world.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Lord told Isaiah Kadari what would take place. No building can contain it. I mean, you have to really be a bad shot to miss this move of God. I mean, it's going to be happening everywhere. But with thorns and thistles, you can get offended. There's so many things that happen when good things start happening, bad things happen simultaneously.
That's right.
Look what happens when Paul was walking into a city that didn't know God, that they begin to know God and get saved. Revival's breaking out. But next thing you know, people that got saved quit doing witchcraft and quit buying all those Diana statues who were idols, which means their economy went down. And all of a sudden, when it's all about, people love money. It's so crazy. Money's a lot of people's God. And once their money goes down, then you start seeing things attacked. And you want to get rid of any, you know, you need to serve God or money. You can't serve them both. Mm. But when revival comes in, it changes the economy. It changes everything. And the biggest thing that happens, our hearts get changed. We'll become more Christ-like. And I say, dear Lord, send revival So be hungry for a revival. Go search all you can on The Torch at VFNTV.com about revival and the Great Awakening, and just start feeding yourself. We have so many wonderful segments and programs to be able to encourage you about God's generals and those that have come before and historical things that are taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.